I'm Adam Benjamin, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. To George Innes, landscapes were more than just pictures to hang in your living room. They were an incredible tool for portraying and evoking emotion. Golden Glow, which you can see on the second floor of the David Owsley Museum of Art, is all the proof you need. It depicts the sun just as it begins to disappear over the horizon at the end of a day. A small cluster of darkened trees nearly blocks it from sight. A large, flat field extends into the twilight without interruption. An entirely fictional setting, Golden Glow will tug nostalgic chords deep inside you. The painting is not terribly large, only about 2 feet wide, but the world it depicts is so evocative that it feels like you could walk right into it. Golden Glow captures the atmosphere and the isolation of being a human in nature. To Innes, heaven and earth has a very real and literal bond. He believed that through the observation of nature, one could spiritually understand God.
We'd like to thank Ball State student Miles McCoy for his research. Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.